Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are recording.
Wait, I have a question.
Islam allows girls to win. Oh, Islam girl is. To marry young. Okay. Islam allows girls to marry young. I'll explain to you. So you can marry when you are a teenager. You can marry as soon as you you're even younger than teenager. You can marry. And the question is, why did Islam allow women or girls to marry that early? Some people think that this is this is a bad thing.
It is. Just saying. I want to give a priority.
Okay. So, okay. The first answer is, would be, what is the statistics about pregnant teenagers?
They can't get work done, like schoolwork.
Yeah, but how many they are?
Huh? A lot
of pregnant teenagers, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Single
so
moms.
Does that prove to you that
we're hopeless?
You know, if what is the difference between a pregnant teenager in the United States and a pregnant teenager in a Muslim country? What's the difference?
Single moms in America married in other countries.
MashaAllah, you're very smart. Yes.
I know.
That's a lie.
Huh?
So then their parents and family actually have to help the person, pregnant teenager in the other country, but then in America, if it's like a pregnant teenager, then she doesn't have anyone to help her. Like, there's some parents who don't accept it.
Oh, okay. Do you get this point here? A pregnant teenager in the United States is a single mother.
That's what I just said.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I'm just repeating what you said. But in the Muslim country, a pregnant teenager is married. She's married. So the statistics show a lot of pregnant teenagers in the United States, which means that which one is better, being a pregnant teenager without a husband or being a pregnant teenager with a husband?
Not being a pregnant teenager at all.
Well, that's not possible.
How is that not possible?
Well, the statistics are showing in the United States that a lot of pregnant teenagers, you girls can sit here. There is a lot of pregnant teenagers. Okay? So the reason Islam allows it, like for girls, teenage girls, who are ready to be mothers, they can be mothers with a husband. But teenage girls, many teenage girls are not interested into marriage when they are young, right? They are not interested into marriage when they are young. However, some girls do. Some girls are interested into marriage or into relationships, if I may say. Into relationships. You know, the babies come because of a relationship, okay? So some people are ready to establish this in the United States, to establish this relationship, okay? Before when they are adult, when they are teenagers, okay? Sometimes even 12 years old, okay? Sometimes when I...
Don't have to be.
Nope. Thank you.
Do you fully understand this part? Do you fully understand it? So if I ask you, how come Islam allows girls to marry early? Because some girls are ready for marriage. How? They want to marry. How? Because the proof is the statistics for pregnant teenagers in the United States. Those pregnant teenagers are ready. They are interested into the relationship. Okay? That Islam says, okay, if you are interested, then what is the way for you to have it, to get married? But if you don't get married, you end up like a single mom. It's miserable. It's not fair for you, yes.
Are boys also allowed to marry
them? Oh, yeah.
No.
They are.
Doesn't make any sense.
They are. required for
me.
Boys are interested into the relationship. Are interested into this relationship. So they are. And instead of, yes. And instead of establishing the relationship the haram way, and instead of establishing the relationship the haram way, no. So, is it fair for the girls to have a relationship outside of marriage? No. Because, why?
The girl loses the most.
Yes, the loses the most because of the, suffers the most. Because of, huh? Because she might be, she might get aborted. Or she might land, get deserted. Or she might land with a baby without a father. And it's very, very difficult to be a single mother. Because you're supposed to do the job of two people, man and a woman. So the kids are not getting much parenting because you're a single mother. They get very little parenting because you are working single mother, because you have to spend money. We have to spend money. So now, Islam says, okay, you want the relationship, you get the relationship. How?
Marriage.
So if there are babies resulting, then the babies are legitimate babies, and at the same time they live in a healthy house that has a mother and
a father.
Okay? Alright. The second stereotype about Islam is Islam does not allow boys and girls to have a relationship before marriage. So no relationship before marriage. Is marriage double R?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this is very important. This is very important. The relationship that produces babies, okay? This relationship, okay? Islam say, no, this relationship, you cannot have this relationship before marriage. You cannot try this before marriage. In the American cultures, they do. They do try this relationship before marriage. Which is Islam is against that. Haram, it's immoral, first of all. Second is that it makes the women, the girls, cheap. Can you explain to me what does it mean when they say, why buy the cow if you can get the milk for free? Did you ever hear this statement?
No.
At all?
No.
If you can get the milk for free. You never heard about this? Okay. This statement, why buy the cow if you can get the milk for free? This statement is made about girls who have a relationship, girls who get into a relationship without marriage. Okay? How? It's like this, okay. I am getting the guys say, well, I'm getting what I want without marriage. So why should I get married? You know what I'm saying? In the Muslim country, there is no girl available that will give herself up to a boy or to a man just like that. Okay? Because then, why marriage? Marriage has a lot of responsibilities. Marriage is not easy. Because to break the marriage, it is bankruptcy. You know, if you marry and then you break the marriage, that's immediate bankruptcy for the man. Okay? The man, that's one of the reasons of bankruptcy. Also, they always say, they make an ad, they say, okay, marriage costs so much. So why? Come to us and you can have the relationship for free. Now, that makes girls cheap. In Egypt, where I come from, and the Muslim countries, you want the girl, you go ask for her hand from her family. Okay? That is the first step. Now, when you ask for her hand, there are steps. Islam wants to make sure that the brains fit together. The brains fit together. That's what Islam wants. The brains to fit together. So, Islam doesn't want the relationship that produces the children. Islam doesn't want this relationship, okay? Before you make sure that the brains what? Fit together. For example, you can't, for example, have a guy who has a PhD marry a girl who is like, who's not educated.
Really?
Yeah, the brains won't fit together.
But like, that's not hard.
No. Remember, guys, remember, gals. There is halal, haram, girl, guys. There is halal and haram, and there is wise and unwise. Remember, I talked about that?
You're saying like unwise people should be
married. There is halal and haram. And between them, between halal and haram, there is wise and unwise. I'll give you an example. Is it wise to go from middle school into college right away? Is it halal? Yes, it's halal. Is it wise? It's not wise. You understand? Okay. Is it wise to buy four cars? Is it wise to have four cars? It is halal? Yes, it is halal. Is it wise? No, it's not wise. So, wise and unwise, customizes Islam to your needs. Okay, so halal and haram is very broad, very broad. So wise and unwise come in the middle here. So to fit things, is it? You said what is haram? What is haram? A man who has a PhD to marry a girl uneducated?
No, I didn't say it's haram.
That's exactly right. It's not wise.
Yeah.
It's not wise. Okay, but is it halal? Yes. But I would think that the guy doesn't deserve his PhD if he would do this, if he would marry a girl that's uneducated, because he's asking for a disaster. Okay? The other way around. It's not good for a woman that has a PhD to marry a guy who's not educated. Because again, and usually the husband will always be jealous. And he will always try to destroy his wife because he feels that she's better than him. Okay? And that gives a problem. So Islam wants the brains to fit together. Now, how would I find out if the brains fit together? So very simple steps. The first step is if I see you in the street and I like you, then the first step is to go to your family, ask for your hand.
What?
Ask for your hand. Ask for your hand.
What if you just see them in the street and that's it?
Well,
like
you see,
no,
forget about the sights. Let's say you meet them in the street, or you meet them in a party, wedding party, for example, or you meet them in an activity in the masjid. Okay? You meet them somewhere. And then the guy likes the girl. So what he does, he goes to her home and meets her family and say, I want the hand of your daughter. Hand of your daughter, meaning I want to propose to marry your daughter.
Wait, what if you don't know who she is and you don't know?
Can the girl ask for the
Alia,
person?
Alia, wake up. Wake up.
She's not even tired, she was writing.
What is it?
He proposes to the family.
No, he proposes.
I'd like to marry you all.
Guys, you know what I'm talking about. Don't say it.
Can
girls
ask for boys' hands?
Yeah.
No.
What?
Yes, she sent him a hint. She sent him a girl. She chose a girl, a woman, and she said, "Go tell Muhammad to marry Khadija." Okay. Oh, go ahead. Well, she can send another woman. Like,
why is it unwise?
Go ask.
It's so complicated.
Why is it unwise?
Because a girl can't knock on the door of the guy and ask for his hand.
Why?
Well, that's not
culturally accepted.
That's not accepted at all.
How?
In our country, ask your mom and dad. They will tell you that a girl will not go and propose.
But it's not haram, right?
No, it's not haram.
It's not haram?
At all.
What are you talking about?
Let's all do it.
Like, you, a girl.
Really, it's not haram?
No. The girl will send another woman, like what happened with Prophet Muhammad. Khadija sent a woman to tell Muhammad, what do you think about Khadija? What do you think about marrying Khadija?
But why did
she
send another woman? Why
didn't
she ask time?
It's where is the shyness? Okay, girls, please. Okay, so the first thing, let's take it, let's go, let's move faster. Then what is the second step? The second step is getting engaged, getting the engagement and the ring in the right hand. Okay, so now getting the engagement, when you ask for her hand up front, you get either yes or no. If you get no, khalas, that's the end of it. If you get yes, then you are ready for the next step. What is the next step? As to engagement. Why do we engagement? Because in engagement you can sit with your fiancé. Your fiancé.
Yes,
no, not alone.
Yes,
and your fiancé is allowed to, like, not wear a strict hijab.
So this is after engagement.
Yes, but...
What do you mean strict?
Yeah, make, wear something that is not like a full hijab. No, wear something like this. It's like light hijab, sort of. Yeah, and she, a lady that is covering her face, she, I mean, it's,
she doesn't have to wear no
if
hat.
She wants to talk to her fiancé,
yeah,
you better not keep putting her face into the sky.
So
like,
they can talk.
Yeah, not only talk, but also okay. He's entitled to see you with a light hijab. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when a man was interested in, with a man,
oh,
when
I know that story.
Yeah, go ahead.
So like there is a man and he was gonna like marry this girl and he was not like really sure about it. And the Prophet said like she doesn't have to restrict herself so that it can like encourage you to marry her, like make the decision like final.
Well, what I meant is that. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is a guy who's getting married and he wasn't looking at his bride. He was shy looking at her. So Prophet Muhammad said, hey, look at her eyes very well, because look at her looks very well, because this is one of the things that will make the marriage successful. The first thing, if you like the way she looks, then this is important for marriage. Then what is the third step? What I did myself, I proposed to my wife in April. Then she introduced herself when my family and her family were gathered together. She introduced herself. And this way I was able to just like talk with her a little bit. But now I want to go one more step forward. So we got engaged for a year. So August, we got engaged for a year. From August to August.
How long is an engagement?
In my case, it was a year.
My mom had 5 years.
Yeah. So,
really?
So we got engaged for 1 year. Now, after the engagement, I was able to see her without a hijab. Not without a hijab, I'm sorry. With a light hijab. Okay, not strict. You can have a tight clothes, a little bit tight. You can have like a colored brief hijab, something like that. So but you're not allowed to be alone yet.
Yeah.
Not alone yet. So now you know your wife or you know your husband better. Then what's the third step? If you know yourself better, then what's the third step? In my case was writing the marriage contract. So go to a sheikh called Ma'zoon, and this Ma'zoon will write the marriage contract, legal contract. It's like legal binding contract that spells and says everything in it. So now she is my wife, but not my wife. In other words, there's my wife, but without the relationships that gives babies. Not yet. Why? Because that was, this is very dangerous.
But you can do it.
Divorce is a disaster. Because kids will be ripped off, will be torn, tormented.
But you can have like other forms of like...
Huh?
Like, can you kiss him?
No, not yet.
Kiss the girl.
Not yet. So, these form... Please, please, listen to me. This form, I spend a year like that. And my, of course, my wife wouldn't wear hijab at all. And after the writing of the contract of marriage, she wouldn't wear hijab at all, and she will dress very nice clothes that is like nice clothes, and she doesn't have to wear hijab. She can wear short clothes, she can wear sleeve, whatever it is, tank top or whatever you say, because she's officially, legally my wife, but not with the relationship. I spent a year like that to make sure the brain's what? Now, with this relationship, I can take her out. We can be alone. We can talk privately. Okay? However, no relationship that produces baby. Islam wants this relationship to be at the very end.
But what you're saying doesn't have to do with that.
Yeah.
So that will, you can only be alone with her after you sign the marriage contract?
Yes. Okay?
So like when you can actually like be like, you know, in a relationship that makes, that's only after like the wedding, actual wedding, right?
Yes, not doesn't have to be actual wedding. My wedding was when I wrote the contract of marriage. My wedding was, and then when I was ready for my wife to move into my house, okay, we made a small celebration, not a big huge wedding that we had during writing the contract. Okay.
Wait, can I ask something?
Go ahead.
Well, like you said that we can't have like we only have kids after like actual marriage, but then why can't they do like other things that don't like produce kids or anything?
Oh yeah, they can do everything except this relationship. Now, why is that? Because Islam wants to make sure, step by step, you know your wife very well, or you know your husband very well, before getting into the relationship. Because if you get into the relationship and have babies, those babies are going to be torn apart if you break your relationship, if you divorce. Now, I have seen cases, in my case, alhamdulillah, I did spend a year like that. After the year, I felt very comfortable to step into the next step. So, first, ask for her hand. Now, if it is comfortable, if you feel comfortable already, then you engage and you spend time knowing her. If you think you like each other and you're ready, then writing the contract and spends a lot of time with her, and you become like you wear whatever you want to wear. Okay? And after that, if you feel comfortable, then you step into marriage, which is like consummating the marriage, or whatever they call it, which is getting into this relationship, moves to your house. Now, that's the wise way. What's the unwise way? It's called fast zawaj.
No, thank you.
Zawaj express.
Can you, question?
Yes.
Can you, call off an engagement?
Yeah, you can.
Like you break the engagement?
Yeah, then,
of
like,
course.
But it won't be as bad as divorce, right?
Oh, yeah. And even after writing the contract of marriage, it's not bad, it's not very harmful until the babies arrive. So Islam wants the babies to arrive on a stable home. Okay. There is something called fast zawaj. And trust me, you have to be very careful about fast zawaj. I have seen many cases of a guy going into fast zawaj, and the zawaj will fail. Why? Because the guy takes 2 weeks a vacation from his company, and then he goes to Egypt or to Pakistan, and he wants to marry in 2 weeks. He wants to marry in 2 weeks. So what do they do? The mom will have a list of girls to visit. So he goes to the first one. He likes it. He likes her, or go to the second one. And keep visiting until selecting one. So that will waste 1 week. So now there's another week to marry. So it's called fast.
So fast.
So fast. And this is very unwise. Very unwise. Very unwise. So never do that, or never allow this thing to happen. All right, did I get your phones, phone numbers? Did you give them to me? Nala, right? Oh, Nala, I'm sorry. Got mixed up. This is just for your mom or for your dad? Or can you write their dad's phone number? Okay. Now, what is a... Now you understand the meaning of you can't get... You don't buy the... Why buy the cow if you can get the milk for free? It means that if you can establish the relationship that produces baby without marriage. So why marriage? Why marriage? Why commit myself into marriage if I can get it, you know, without marriage? And this makes girls very cheap. Okay? In Egypt, because no girl will give herself up to a guy like that without marriage, then there is a lot. Go ahead.
Is it because, like, since she, like, they're cheap because the man can just run away and just be like, I don't care, I leave.
Exactly.
They don't have to pay money or anything like that.
Yes, exactly. Did you listen to this? Did you listen to this? She, listen to her. Can you say again what's that?
Okay, so they're cheap because, like, the man can just leave without, like, actually having...
commitment.
Yeah, without, like, you know, paying money, like, a divorce.
Yes, without commitment, right?
How does that
without commitment. So, now, come on now, come on. Come on now. When I want you guys, girls, to stay quiet. I have seen in Egypt, you see not a very good looking girl, and she has like two or three men proposing to ask for her hand. Okay? Why? Because girls are there are precious. Why? Because they are not available outside of marriage. Here, I was living in Indiana, and it was freezing cold. Under like it was like 0 Fahrenheit. Okay? Freezing cold. And there was, I was driving my car with my wife, and then she saw this girl, okay, that she's wearing short skirt, and they call it what? This bodiless or tank top. I have 3 jackets on me and I'm shivering. And then she's doing like this. So my wife went and asked her, why are you doing this to yourself? She said,
wait, really?
What? Yeah. She said, I'm looking for a date.
Oh. Girl, please. No, you don't need to see those goosebumps all the way from here. No.
There's, look how cheap girls are. Very cheap. She has to, like, she has to look for a date, and she will be taken advantage of because the boyfriend in the culture does have a relationship that produces babies with a girl which is not his wife. Do you understand? On the other hand, on the Muslim countries, they propose to, you get several guys lining up, 2-3 guys lining up on the door, each one of them wants you. Why? Because you're not available otherwise. Neither you nor any other girl.
That makes you feel wanted. Yeah.
Makes you precious. Exactly.
Yeah, makes you feel wanted.
Then what does that woman do with
stupid
that?
America.
Now,
what if she doesn't want to... What if she wants to marry all of them?
No, she will pick the best one among them. The most fitting one. Hello. The most fitting one. Okay. Now, are you convinced that Islam is good, that Islam allows girls to marry young?
Yeah.
Now, do you understand why Islam doesn't allow boys and girls to have a relationship that produces baby before marriage? Yes? Yeah. Are you convinced?
Yeah.
Okay, now the third item is the girls' inheritance. So the girls are half of the inheritance of the boys.
Why?
Exactly
they don't have
why.
To financially support.
Exactly. Because of the financial responsibility. In you can't, by the way, apply half of Sharia and not the other half. For example, here in the United States, if you will do the girl takes one half of the boy inheritance, both men and women have financial responsibility. So you might say it doesn't make sense. You might say that. But the answer is, we cannot apply parts of the Sharia and leave parts. Sharia is set up that it all works together. So in the Sharia law, the woman has absolutely no financial responsibility or so ever. No financial responsibility at all or whatsoever. So she doesn't have to pay in the home. She doesn't have to pay, even if she is rich and her husband is not rich. She doesn't have to. She may, but she doesn't have to.
Can I ask something? So like, let's say there's like a husband and a wife, but they don't have kids. Mm-hmm. So the husband's duty is to like go outside and work. So then what would the woman's duty be?
Clean household.
No, I don't think you have to do that.
It depends on what is wise for you. What is wise for you? Maybe if you have young children, you need to be with them. Maybe older children, you bring a babysitter or a nanny.
But like, if they don't have kids, I'm saying, then what's her duty?
If they don't have.
Oh, if when she's staying home?
Yeah, what if what's her duty? Like, what if
she would have a list of activities that she likes.
What if a girl can't have kids? Like, she's not capable of holding a child.
Then the guy is allowed to marry again.
Yeah, we're really allowed to have a long time.
And keep her, not be mean and divorce her, keep her. So, okay. So, do you understand why now girls have half of the inheritance of boys? Because of what? First of all, because Allah said so, by the way. First of all, because Allah said so, right? That's the first answer, okay? Mm-hmm. So, that the second, then after we know that Allah said so, then we try to think and come up with answers, logical answers. But it's very important that you always say, Allah said so. If Allah said the wisdom in the Quran, then you mention the wisdom. If Allah doesn't say the wisdom, then you say, I think the wisdom is this and that. This is very important when you're asked about Islam. When people ask me, why pig is haram, eating pig is haram, or ham, or pork, or whatever is haram, I tell them the first answer is because God said so, without explaining the reason. Then, what is the second thing? Then I tell them, I think the following. I think pigs are not clean. I think they eat the flesh. Then there are a list of reasons that the pig's fat doesn't convert to human fat. Because if I say because they are dirty and filthy, then he can tell me, okay, I'm going to bring a baby pig and I'm going to raise this baby pig in my house. I'm going to feed him cereal and milk and to make him take a shower every single day. Now, can I eat this pig?
No.
The answer is no.
No.
Still. Okay? So, why? Because God said so in the Quran. I believe in the holiness of the Quran, and I believe in the words of God that don't eat pig or don't eat pork. Okay? So here, why the inheritance of a girl, half of a boy? Number one answer is, because Allah said so. So what's the first answer? Allah said so. However, I think I can see some of the wisdoms. And these wisdoms are based on my beliefs or my analysis. Based on what? My analysis. Is it the wisdom mentioned by the Quran? No. There is no wisdom mentioned in the Quran. But when we analyze this, we find that in Islam, in Sharia compliant society, girls and women are not required to spend a penny. Even if the girl is rich, the woman is rich, the wife is rich, she doesn't have to spend any money. If she does, that's good. But if she doesn't, she doesn't have to. So girls and women have to always be under the care of a family member. Like she is under the care of her father. Her father dies, and then she is under the care of her uncle. Her uncle dies, and share of his brother, her brother, and so forth. But she doesn't have a financial responsibilities at all. Okay? By the way, there's an item that I forgot to tell you about in the... First of all, if a girl is forced to marry a guy, then the marriage contract becomes nullified, canceled. Why? Because if you engage in any business transaction, and this business transaction.
Oh, so like if the dad says, oh, I'll marry your daughter for this, this, this.
Is that like business transaction?
Any forcing a girl to marry will invalidate, will cancel marriage, will invalidate the marriage. The marriage is going to be, contract is going to be nulled. It's going to be thrown away. It's not valid. If I force you to sign a business contract, then the business contract is not good. If I force you to do something, then it's not, if I force you to do something haram, then it's not haram because you're being forced to do it. Yes.
What if she's like threatened?
Huh?
What if she's like threatened
or bribed?
Or threatened.
Bribed.
Threatened.
Yeah, I mean, if she's threatened, then the marriage contract is invalid.
But what if she's threatened to sign it? And she's
still becomes invalid.
What if, no, but like if she's forced to sign it.
Still the marriage is invalid. Okay? By the way, arranged marriage is very what?
Unwise.
So some people say, okay, some people say, the alternative, young girls when they marry early, they say the alternative of marrying, the problem with marrying early is that it's going to be an arranged marriage. And this is not true because it doesn't have to be an arranged marriage. It could be arranged marriage, but it doesn't have to be an arranged marriage.
So, okay. Can you tell me
how does love marriage work?
Yeah.
Meaning?
Like, you know how like arranged marriages don't work, so then
they work.
The normal steps that I mentioned.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, okay, do you understand now? Are you convinced that Islam gives the inheritance of a boy half of the girl? And are you convinced that because girls don't have financial responsibility or women don't have financial responsibility? Yes.
How does he like engage if like he doesn't... Like, if he just, like, then how does he, like, if he can't, like, have a relationship before, like, he engages to her, then how does he know if he likes her or not?
Oh, the brains. See, the upper part. The lower part will always fit. Will always, okay? Between any woman or any man, the bottom part always fits. The upper part is the important part that we only make sure it fits. Yes, talk and argue and, you know, face things and fight. Okay. All right. Are you convinced that because of financial responsibility, girls are getting half their inheritance for boys, but women getting half of the inheritance, the females are getting half of the inheritance of males? You understand why? Because of the financial responsibility. Okay. In a society where the financial responsibility falls on both, then this is not a Sharia compliant society. Then don't ask me about the Sharia, the rule. Why? Because it's a Sharia, it's not compliant. This is good if Sharia is, if the country is compliant with Sharia. Otherwise, it's not good. All right, the last item. Okay. Testimony, this is very critical. Testimony. The testimony of two women, Allah said during business contracts. In business contract, hello? Okay, in business contract, the witnesses of business contracts, it's either two men or one man and at least two women. Huh? Does that make sense?
What that makes no sense. So why does it make a woman equal to a man?
Okay. Now this is the question. This is a very good question. Why did Islam make it that way? Because when a woman is pregnant, when a woman is pregnant, her memorization becomes like a little bit affected. You know, like she doesn't. Yes, she doesn't remember things as well. Yes. And also, because what did you say? Because of what?
So like, my dad told me that like girls or women, like they don't exactly remember it. They tend to add like a little more detail that isn't true. Like they tend to spice it up a bit.
I see. So. Yes, scientifically it's proven. Scientifically it's proven. Studies have shown that women who are pregnant, they can't remember as well as the non-pregnant women. Please, we have 5 minutes. I'll finish this and promise, let you go. Okay. Now, if she is pregnant, or if she is after pregnancy, or if she's nursing the baby, These times, the girl's remembrance is not as good, or the woman's remembrance is not as good. Also, the monthly thing that goes every month, girls are not, you feel tired. You feel tired. You feel, you know, it's harder for you to remember things. It's harder for you to focus, right? You feel tired. Do you understand? Okay, so now, it is like, it's not good if the judge will ask. It's not good if the judge will ask, say, okay, at that time, did you have your monthly things? Does that... His monthly time? The dot, whatever you guys call
it?
So,
yeah, we
know. Do you... Do you understand? Girls, do you understand? Do you understand where Islam is coming? The point of Islam? Okay. That wisdom is mentioned in the Quran. Allah said, because if one of them cannot remember very well, the other one will remind her. Do you understand? Because it is likely that the witness woman was pregnant. It is likely that she was delivering like after pregnancy. It's very likely that she's nursing a baby. And it's very likely that she has the monthly thing. Okay? The monthly, whatever they call it, monthly dot or whatever it is. Do you understand?
Yes.
So in order to make sure, please, it's only a few minutes. Just let me make this point and then we can walk out. Okay? So that's why the minimum is 2 women. Why? Because if one of them forgets, then the other one will remember. Dima. If one of them forgets, the other one will remember. Now, what happens in the witnesses should testify in Islam in a separate room. So you go ask... You go ask one witness in one room, and you go ask another witness in the other room, and to see how the words fit together. So that's in Islam. However, in case of women, you get the man to testify in one room, and the women to testify in the other room together. You understand? Do you understand this? Do you understand this? Okay. So the man, can, 2 men, they have to be both testifying in different rooms. However, if you have 1 man and many women or 2 women, they have to testify together in the same room because they remind each other. Okay? And there is a joke about that. There were guys that have a final test. Okay? It's a joke, it's a funny joke, so just let's focus. There is a guy who have a final test. Guys who have final test. And they went to Las Vegas. And then in the morning, they were drunk and bad, and they could not drive back home. And they had a test in the morning. So they went to the teacher and said, while we were driving to exam, we had a flat tire. We had a what? A flat tire. A flat tire. So can you please excuse us and give us the exam again? The teacher said, yes, I will. I may. I will give you the exam again.
Why?
Then when the time of the exam come, when the time of the exam come, he put the four guys into four different rooms. He did put the four guys into four different rooms. And the first question, which is worth 95% of the grade, which tire was it?
Uh-huh.
Which tire?
Oh my God. So they all had to say the same thing?
Yes. Everybody said front right, back left. Then he knew that they are liars. You got it? You understand? So why am I saying this joke? How is this joke applicable? Is that why Islam requires men to testify in separate rooms? They can. But why girls have to be in the same room when they testify? Women, females. No, not because of that. Because they need to be together to remind each other. You understand? So, question for you, and you guys can leave. Question for you. Do you understand why Islam requires two women minimum? You know why now? Okay. Now, why Islam says you have to have a man? Like if you have 10 women, they go here and testify together in the same room. 50 women, same. But there has to be one man. Why? Because...
men are honest.
No!
And we're not.
This is not against your
No, it's because women are not familiar with business contracts. Like, women, usually, the usual case, women are not experienced with business terminology, doing business. So a man is required to make sure that the business terminology is there. Because in the old days, girls, many girls were just staying home. And they don't know the business terminology. They don't understand what riba is. They don't understand what a binding contract is. They don't understand things. So because they don't understand things, we want to make sure that there is somebody who can understand, which is going to be the man. Yeah, then you would be asked all these questions in the homework, and how are you going to answer them if you keep talking? I'm not taking pictures. Taking pictures of what? Yeah, you guys got to do this now. But please, next time, finish all the talking before you come to class.